back to the Action Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
And we are going to talk about Foundation Episode 5.
Welcome back, Gail Dornan.
Woo! Yeah, finally.
Yeah, really, we're halfway through the season. We finally get to figure out what's going on with her.
Yeah, so, and we got to see a lot of what's going on with her. And we got to see Harry a little bit at the end in this sort of like fading in and out computerized, I guess, version, which I want to say I kind of called when I was like, we're going to see him again. And it's going to be like he created some sort of, because he's the sort of egotistical man that would be like, I'm going to live forever in a computer.
Yeah. And you totally got that. I mean, they dropped that clue in the episode where they say in a casket designed by Harry himself. Well, you know, there was gonna put all that effort in, you knew there was a reason. So
so Gail is on a ship that she can't control.
Well, directly
math stuff,
which was kind of fun. But you know, I found that very interesting that, you know, she, okay, I have to think my way out of this, you know. And I just, you know, came from a planet where thinking was bad. Do not think. Do not be logical.
That's true. It was really interesting to see. I mean, we got such a huge flashback in the beginning, really a long one, to see the history of just how, I mean, it wasn't just don't do big math. It was don't do anything that had to do with math or science.
All analytic thinking goes against the faith of the awakening.
I mean, that was
as crazy. We're dying here with massive climate change. Let's kill the scientists who could get us out of this.
Amazing how that works. Anyway, so turning to religion instead of science.
And using it to shut down all ability to think for oneself. So there's the one point where she's at dinner and starts questioning things with her parents, and her father just shuts her down and says, recite your whatevers, you know, just stop thinking and regurgitate.
Yeah, recite your lines or whatever version of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's disturbingly close to. But yes, it. So it's interesting seeing that, and then seeing the way her mind, it works so brilliantly.
Yeah.
It, I will be honest, that part went on a little bit long for me, but it was, you know, interesting to see, and then to see how she got around it by going like out of the spaceship and being able to do it that way. So going to Halicon, just to Harry's home world.
Harry's home, yeah.
Which we know nothing about. Except that apparently it's very dangerous to get to. So,
and very dangerous once you show up. They think she killed him, even though it's what, 34 years later. Which is wild. So she's actually like in her 50s now.
She's like Dan. Looks good for her age.
Hugo's 70 something.
I mean, it's really all the time stuff with space is so weird. But then, so then we go back to, then we are on Terminus, of course, the culmination.
That was,
I mean, that was pretty brutal. We have a lot of really terrible stuff happening on Terminus. It was kind of fun to get to see Dan sort of in his element fighting, got his gun, his happy place, as he said. But a lot of dead colonists.
I mean, they did. They just
fire ship.
That was some fun CGI with that attack on that spaceship. But yeah, I mean, they just literally, I mean, she says it, you're doing exactly what they did to you. You know, you're wiping out everything on the, everyone on this planet. And God, that was, it was scary and it was sad, and you know, they were just so outnumbered.
Yeah. outnumbered, and they're colonists. None of them,
right?
You know, are warriors. Hugo is sort of defensive because he's a smuggler in the Han Solo type way, but he's not a warrior. And she's really the only, I guess, her and her father as like wardens, and her warden, prior warden and current warden, but like nobody else.
Right. I love when he hands the gun to the woman. She's like, I'm a scientist. He's like, well, you're going to be a dead scientist if you don't get with it. So yeah, very sad. Can we just point out what a very attractive people the Anacreans are?
Yeah.
They are.
I hate their masks, but when you see them without the masks, very attractive. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The like second in command.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. What's his name? Rowan or Rowan something?
Yeah.
And the guy that shot the ship down out of the sky was not too bad either.
It's a thing. I hate their masks, so to me, I don't. It's such a weird lattice. I think they look really cool, and I'm like, the costuming is also unique and interesting, and I get it. It just is so. I think masks like that or helmets like that are so hard to do. I tend to hate all of them. I'm like the person who scrolls.
What I hear you saying is
you
have a very strong feeling about masks.
Yeah, and helmets. Unless they're cotton masks or KN95 masks to keep you safe from COVID. On your TV screen, if I had a turn all off button, I would.
Getting by. Here's my new mask. It is. It's Gordon's shirt.
Nice. That's amazing. Oh, I love it. True fans here at the Action Sit Rep of varying projects. Yeah, very attractive. But their leader, the Huntress, is she is out for blood, and that's it. She's scary as fuck.
Yeah, she is. And she's got a really cool eye.
It is scary cool. It's cooler than the purple eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think the purple eyes may break our heart, but that her little like pulsating magnetic whatever it is eye that just shut everything down. And then she went and picked it up and
put it back in. I was like, girl, you know where that's been? Rolling around on the floor? Come on. What are you doing?
That was great. Like, oh, wait a minute. I got to get my eye back.
Your eye socket has to feel terrible.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't, the bones around that don't flex. It's not your mouth. It doesn't just suck.
Well, definitely hurt to take it out, so I can imagine that putting it back isn't a real good time either. I guess it's worth it when you can wipe out all those defenses with your eyeball.
I guess so. Yeah, that was something. So it's like a lot of info loaded episode. Yes.
Yeah,
with a big smack of action right in the middle.
Yeah. And great action. I mean, Salver's fight was brutal.
It was great. I should not have whistled. That was too loud. I'm gonna edit that out.
No, that's okay. You can whistle.
It was great. I mean, it was interesting to see the sundial come into play.
Yeah.
I don't want that in me. No, thank you.
Nope. No, that hurt. That definitely hurt. And one more point for using the sundial versus the water clock, because that wouldn't have done much except maybe short circuit the eyeball. So, which was still on the floor, I think. So,
But I think it was really, it was an interesting episode.
Yeah. And all of the episodes are really dense with information, but this one definitely felt like, okay, we need to pay attention to this one because it's laying down the backstory for most of this and why these people are who they are and where they are. And obviously we're going to be getting I say obviously, but I'm guessing we're going to be getting some explanations from Harry soon. So
I hope so. Oh, and
it was so heartbreaking for Gale to watch Rach's execution. Oh,
that was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, and him looking straight at the camera, talking to her. Knowing just, she watches someday. God,
just say I love you. But I don't know. Maybe you felt it would implicate her or... Just say it, dude. You're about to get sucked out into space and death.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was really...
Boy, in these future worlds, there are a hell of a lot of bodies floating around in space.
Right? Thankfully, space is really, really big. But they just gonna keep going. I wonder if they just ever bump into anything. I mean, I guess space is just giant.
Well, they would have to bump into things, but I wonder, if it's a star or something like that, it would obviously burn them up, but they're just going to float around and there's no oxygen for them to decay in.
Yeah.
So it's just bodies.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to go.
Yeah. Well, it's an awful way to go. I mean, any way of being executed is awful.
I don't think I'd want my body indefinitely floating in space, though. I'd prefer cremation or something.
Yeah. No, that's pretty
awful. Do me like the old emperors, just zap me. So
yeah, that was pretty quick. That was very quick way to go.
Gone, no pain, nothing, no body. Just, you don't have to imagine your body just infinitely floating.
Oh, awful.
I know you're not there anymore, but just something about that thought that's disquieting.
Oh, didn't they do that in, what was it? In the 100, that's how they got rid of people too.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of Battlestar Galactica. They had to do that. It's a convenient way to kill people and get rid of them when you're in space.
Yeah, but how would you like to jump and come back out into that? Oops. Our ship was destroyed by this body that's been floating around for 1500 years.
So there's a HBO, Hugh Laurie did that space. It's a funny space show. There's only one season of it, I think. It's really, actually, I enjoyed it. It's pretty funny. I don't know if they came back, if they're doing another season or not, but he plays a ship's captain on this like fancy cruise space vessel that gets like thrown off course. And instead of doing, you know, like a short trip, it's going to be like almost infinitely long. Like,
so it's like Gilligan's Island in space.
Yes. But like all of these rich people and then all the people below, they've got to figure, but then at some point, something with like bodies, somebody gets killed, and then the body is, because they're traveling through space, that gets caught in that, and so then it just starts circling the ship.
Oh, so God.
Then the passengers are all complaining because the body is just that's what I'm just picturing. The body is just rotating, is like around the ship as the ship.
That would be the only gravity, yeah. So that would make sense.
So it's just going around the ship, slowly making circles. Oh, it would be bad.
I might have to look for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, what did you have any what the fuck moments?
Not really. I don't think there was anything that like jumped out at me as a what the fuck moment.
I didn't have one as well. And yet there, so much happens in these episodes, and there's so much that's, you know, it's new because it's different worlds, and and yet there's not a lot of what the fuck going on in it.
Yeah, this one felt like there were things that were like, oh, okay, but also not like shocking, like with her eye, her pulling it, you know. But Salvor was already putting together the pieces that she wanted to get into the tower, so you weren't like shocked that she had a trick up her sleeve, things like that. So I guess there weren't any huge surprises, and we kind of figured something was going on with the ship that Gale was going to end up on, and you know, Harry's coffin. So that also wasn't like hugely shocking. I mean, maybe the biggest what the fuck is the beginning and Gale's planet and the like, the way they super fucking drown people with the books they read.
I know, that's what I wrote. Oh, they're maybe they execute you with all, so you not only are you taking the knowledge that you personally carry, but we're also getting rid of all the documentation of your knowledge. And
so that maybe would be the biggest, if I had to really pull one out, would be that.
Yeah. And that's where the Abraxas, what's it referred to as, the Abraxas conjecture.
Yeah.
That was on that planet.
Yeah.
That, you know, the thing that housed that. So.
Yeah.
And that her father, there was reference that her father was a scientist.
Right. Was before we found this sort of like religious, you know,
cult,
you know, calling or whatever. Yeah, it's insane, but it's good. It's gripping. So we'll be interested to see now, hopefully, an explanation from Harry and what happens next on Terminus.
Well, and I hope Hugo is okay.
Yeah,
he got shot there.
He'll be fine. I had to believe that he'll be fine. Yeah. It's Dan. He goes to space and everything's fine. That's how it always works.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it's never worked.
I know, it's how it's never worked.
He goes to space and things are not fine.
Things are not fine. But we can hope. We can hope. But yeah. So anything else to add about Foundation episode 5?
I loved it. And I really can't, I really can't wait to see where this goes. Like, is Gail going to get some sort of explanation from Harry as to what's going on? Because I'm thinking, if Harry had this coffin ready to go, then I think our sense that this was all pre-planned is right. Otherwise, why would he build this coffin with all this in it? So with his ability to come back in it. So,
yeah, be interesting. So yeah, we'll catch you guys next time.